I think Tony Kushner would be very, yeah, so you guys know him. So yeah, so Tony Kushner, who is a playwright and who wrote Angels in America, which I love. I think that I'd want to, like, I don't necessarily think that I'd be super interested in what, like, he does, like, as a person. That seems really mean, but, like, I think I'd be interested to see how he kind of, how he created something that has been so enduring, but that has so, that's so emotional, and that's so kind of, it's weird to think of a work as, like, vulnerable, but I think it kind of is. And, you know, because, you know, for Angels in America, just kind of to say a little bit, I think that, you know, it talks about the AIDS crisis. It follows a bunch of people, some of whom are, you know, so, you know, it follows also the rise of Reagan, and kind of talks from these different perspectives of people. So, like, one guy who, you know, he's like gay and he's like having a fine life, and he has HIV and AIDS. His boyfriend who leaves him, this guy who works for Roy Khan, I think, you know, and who's like very like anti-gay, but like also like is gay and closeted, you know, all these sort of different people who, you know, who basically represent the era of the HIV/AIDS epidemic in the 80s, and, you know, who he's using to kind of speak through to generations. And I think that I'd really want to know how he kind of took his experiences and other people's experiences of what I can only imagine to be like, people have described it as like, it was terrible, you know, like just devastating. I mean, I cannot even imagine at all. And I'd want to ask him how he kind of, or I'd want to know, because I would be him, I guess, how he kind of took all that pain and this and all that unknowing and kind of this big thing that was bigger than himself, that, you know, like no one knew what the heck was happening. People were just dying. And this is what I've heard from people. You know, how he took this thing that, like, how do you even live through that? And how he created something not just that spoke to that, but that has kind of been able to almost move us forward. You know, how he did that, and how he kind of, essentially, how he managed to take something so terrible and make something so uplifting, or not uplifting, but something so powerful. Because I think that's like a really big thing in general. Like, how do we take the stuff that we're like, that is hurting us, or that like we're suffering from, that we're dealing with, and how do we not just let it, like, you know, destruct us, or like, how do we not like fall into like the, oh, I can't do anything, you know, I'm just gonna be depressed, or I'm just gonna be miserable, you know, and how do we take that and make it into our power, make it into a better future. I think that's like, that's the moral of the story. That's something I'm interested in. So I'd like to know how he did it, or how he tried.